From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Cameron Byerly reading David Eddings, The Malorian, Book 1, Guardians of the West. We begin with the prologue. Being an account of those events whereby Belgarion came to the throne of Riva, and how he slew the accursed god Torak. From the introduction, Legends of Aloria. After the seven gods created the world, it is said that they and those races of men they had chosen dwelt together in peace and harmony. But Ol, father of the gods, remained aloof until Gorm, leader of those who had no god, went up on a high mountain and importuned him mightily. Then the heart of Ol melted, and he lifted up Gorm and swore to be his god and god of his people, the Ulgos. The god Aldur remained apart, teaching the power of the will and the word to Belgarath and other disciples. And a time came when Aldur took up a globe-shaped stone no larger than the heart of a child. Men named the stone the Orb of Aldur, and it was filled with enormous power, for it was the embodiment of a necessity which had existed since the beginning of time. Torak, god of the Angarak peoples, coveted lordship and dominion over all things, for to him had come an opposing necessity. When he learned of the orb, he was sorely troubled, fearing that it would counter his destiny. He went therefore to Aldur to plead that the stone be set aside. When Aldur would not give up the stone, Torak smote him and fled with the orb. Then Aldur summoned his other brothers, and they went with a mighty army of their followers to confront Torak. But Torak, seeing that his Angarax must be defeated, raised the orb and used its power to crack the world.